This is AP Sounds, community stories and audio adventures from Alexandra Palace. I'm Jessica Samet. I'm a sound and transmission artist, and in my work, I'm interested in broadcasting the stories of our vital cultural spaces and the communities who shape them. This production takes you inside the palace to listen to the story of the Transmitter Hall, a space located in the palace's east wing, directly below the infamous BBC studios A and B.
It's quite a large space. It's an unusual looking space. I've always assumed that it was some form of green room because there's a bar that's listed in there. It's one of the things that
I heard that it was the bar, like a recreational area for the staff to use.
Mark Civil and Jen Blackwood make up the core of Ali Pali's creative learning department and are the team behind the Transmitter Hall programming.
We're 150 years old, but actually the creative learning department is only something like 6 to 8 years, and it was the space that the senior team kind of freed up for us to use initially when there was no footprint across the site.
I mean, you've already spoken to the boxing clubs. So they use the space 3 times a week, so we've got all of their training equipment in there. The North London Skate Club use that. They do like lessons for kids, but also lessons for adults on Friday as well, which is quite cool. So they've got like lots of ramps, boards, etc. stored in there. We've got a massive amount of instruments in there at the moment because we have Haringey Music Service who rehearse in there twice a week with their like, symphony orchestra, with their percussion, I think their jazz band as well.
The EFG Ali Pali Boxing Club.
This is for the next couple of hours, the boxing club. These guys are here for the next hour, and at the end of that hour, some of the bigger boys come in. All our stuff stays there, we pack it all in here. We pack it all out, like literally just before you came, we're packing it all out, putting all the mats down, bringing all the equipment out, and then when we finish the session, we pack it all up, back in the corner. So it is there, it really is like a portable setup.
Yeah, I've got my little boy here, and he's been boxing for probably about 6 months now. Yeah, and he's really enjoying it. He really likes it here, and it's a nice place to have boxing. They go out sometimes as well to do like circuit training and everything. He's becoming fit now, and sports day is nearly coming for school, so he's doing really well.
My boy is like 10 years old, and he's been here maybe for 1 year now, I think a bit before her son. And he really enjoys all his friends. It's like a big family. They enjoy outdoor whenever it's like a sunny day, and they can practice a lot inside. It's 2 hours per week. So it's really, really, I mean, the team is doing a great job. That's why I said it's a big family, because we can stay here, watch them, and like it's really good because if you can see how your children, they progress, they empower, you know, like.
You see the progress yourself, you know, rather than just leaving them and then going and then asking the teacher, so how they're getting on, but you can actually see it for yourself, how they're improving. And yeah, he's not on the PlayStation or anything.
That's it.
Yeah, get them out of the house, isn't it?
The North London Skate Club.
We concentrate more on like the innocent, fun, social aspect of just meeting friends every week and skating whilst getting like tips rather than a skate school. We really appreciate that they're behind grassroots skateboarding and like supporting us by letting us use the skate park and the Transmitter Hall.
Can you give an interview to Ali Pali Radio about skateboarding?
Together.
My name's Lucas and I'm 14.
My name's Monty and I'm 14.
Yeah.
And my name is Paul Hammond, I'm 15.
My name's Romaine and I've just turned 10. So I live in Wood Green.
What's your favourite thing about the club?
The teachers, they're really nice.
I would have to say the environment and the people around it, like everyone's so nice.
Yeah, the coaches are all really nice and they're helpful and they're really good at teaching kids how to skate.
My favourite trick has to be fakey heel flip.
Tray flip.
I love doing stairs here.
Kick flip.
Café Palais.
Anything happens in the transfer tour. Anything and everything, including drag bingo, which is happening today.
All right, your place are mine, number 29.
Yeah, I'm Eva, and I'm Crystal Bollocks. So we are performing for Café Palais, which is a group of older people, carers, people living with dementia that come together in this space on a regular basis. We've never been here before, so we're very excited. We're gonna do, a little bit of a cabaret sing-along,
yes.
And then we're gonna do some drag bingo. It should be fun.
And before we introduce ourselves, we said we'd kick off with a little song. So if you know it, it's called Dancing in the Street, sing along, have some fun, and if you're in this sing-along dance,
on our big days, it's 60 people there, and the piano stays there and he plays the music for us. It's absolutely brilliant because it's just, you can't not join in.
Haringey Music Service.
Said to Mark, can you help us? This is what I need to do. Ideally, I need the transmitter hall 2 evenings a week, and not just as a let, but as a, we've got to keep all the equipment there, all the logistics, all the instruments, the music stands, everything that helps us be an outstanding provision for young people. I got the yes on the Thursday, and by Monday at 7 o'clock in the evening, the music service had moved into transmitter hall.
Got a set up for the symphony orchestra, so we've got a whole string section that's going to appear in here, and we just need to pack one ensemble down and get the next one ready to go. So we've got half an hour for the switchover. This year we've been on tour. We went on tour to Sardinia.
Ooh.
We took them all to Sardinia along with our guitar orchestra, who were rehearsing down the hill. And we had a fantastic time. And we found that the cohesion within the group, that tour has really helped that kind of buddying up, and you know, the social aspect as well as the musical aspect, because we, you know, we got to perform most days or rehearse most days. We visited some Sardinian musicians and we played alongside them, and we toured around their high school, and then we also went out to other schools to, so that we could sort of share our music with young people over there.
My name is Daryl. Yeah, I've been training with Pep like since I was young, like since I was in secondary school. I used to get in trouble in secondary school, and like I come to boxing as a way to like kind of release my energy. My dad and Pep like know each other. Yeah, it's kind of like I've known Kedja and Kes and Pep all together like for long now, like 5 years they've been training me. My favorite thing about the club is the way kind of Pep focuses on everyone like individually, so everybody gets focused on, no one kind of gets left out. So yeah.
Austin, do you mind answering a few questions? Sorry to interrupt your trip.
My name is Austin Reedland. Had my first fight for this club back in March. That went well. My first fight for this club. I feel like ever since I won that fight, I feel like a lot of like people, like all the children here, has kind of like looked up to me. And like makes them want to train harder as well. They're very welcoming, and like other clubs that I've been with before, they're kind of like strict. Obviously, it's good to be strict, but like here, they're very welcoming, and it's like it's comforting, kind of like being here. And obviously, you see a lot of children here as well. It shows how welcoming they are.
Come on! Is that Liam?
When I was a kid, like obviously I started skateboarding and I loved it.
Yeah.
So passing that on to someone else is like, yeah, really.
Yeah. It's because like, I have such a passion for skateboarding myself.
Yeah.
Like I love it so much and I really enjoy it. So it's like when I see kids like doing things that I taught them and them getting like really happy and landing something with my help, it's like, yeah, it makes you really happy. It like fills you with like. It's like fulfillment.
There's a lot of hard work behind it.
Some of the kids are going to be like way better than us, like for sure.
If you think about it, we've been skating since we were like 15 years.
Yeah, age. Like a 16 for me.
Yeah.
How old are you now?
I'm 20.
I'm 20 as well. 20. Nearly 21.
So they're starting when they're like 7, 6.
Yeah.
They're actually going to be crazy.
Some of them honestly might be, and it's like, wow.
We got one of our skaters, Leo.
Oh yeah.
Which is the guy on the ramp, he's actually crazy.
He's really good.
The guy with the grey t-shirt and the black helmet? Yeah, he can do stuff that are like ridiculous. Like, can never think of
he's
doing
like,
anything
he's
like
advancing past us at this point.
Everybody stop on. Get your stickers out. Keep me on beat. For the love of God, poor people need to stay on beat.
I'm Jane, a volunteer at Ali Pali, and I come every month to the Cafe Palais as a volunteer and make teas and coffees, set the tables, and generally make sure everybody's having a good time. It's making use of this amazing space that there is. And why not, you know? It would be awful if it was empty and nobody was using it. So like in here, we've got the grand piano in the corner. It's just in a little stage area with a microphone, and it's just fabulous.
If you win bingo, and don't worry if you don't know how to play bingo, I'll explain in a second. But if you win, and shout bingo, you get that glorious moment, you could win. Oh, do you want to be my glorious assistant for a second?
Come on, I'm always glorious.
So last summer, one of the just before Kaleidoscope Festival last summer, we did 6 concerts in this space, in this event space. We had about 250 children per show coming along to play their instrument, and some of them had only been learning their instruments for 30 weeks, and they came and they performed in Ali Pali. Nearly all of them, 99% of them, had only ever performed in their school hall. So that is the transformative power of music.
This podcast was produced by Jessica Summit for Alexandra Palace as part of the London Festival of Architecture. For more community stories connected to the palace, tune in to AP Sounds, broadcasting live from Platform 1 at Ali Pali Station.